As we continue our study in the book of Genesis, we're in the last part of chapter 39. We've just been studying the story of Joseph when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife. And the story goes that Potiphar's wife invited Joseph to lie with her. Joseph refused to do so. He even refused to be by her, tried to avoid her at all costs. But one day she placed her hand on his garment, pulled on his garment, and attempting to undress him evidently, and he fled and left his garment in her hand. When she saw that he left, that he actually had taken a way of escape rather than go through this sinful thing, then she let out a loud cry to the servants and accused Joseph of trying to force himself on her. She kept the garment. When Potiphar came home that night, she showed it to him and she told him the same story, and Potiphar had his wrath kindled. Now, what we don't know is how much his wrath was kindled against his wife and how much kindled against Joseph. Potiphar may have known the nature of this woman. This might not have been the first time she'd had a problem like this. Evidently, it probably wasn't. He also knew the nature of Joseph. He knew Joseph's character, and he placed complete trust in Joseph. But this was a political situation. There was no way that he could take the word of a servant against his own wife. That's something politics would not allow. And so it was kind of a made deal then. And he relegated Joseph then to being put into prison. The king's prison, which he had for the political prisoners, not for the criminal prisoners, but the king's prisoners. And one thing that seems very apparent here is the fact that Joseph did not really try to defend himself. He didn't launch any kind of a counterattack upon the woman, didn't run her down or accuse her of anything. He knew that this was a done deal, and he took the punishment like he had to. And this is the character of Christ, our Savior. He also, whenever he was put under such a strong accusation like this, he opened not his mouth. Isaiah 53, verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. And certainly this is a trait that God wants to have for his people to have today. In 1 Peter 2, beginning with verse 19, for this is thankworthy if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you are buffeted for your fault, you should take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. So that's similar to what it seemed that Joseph did here. And another thing that might have brought about Potiphar's anger here was the fact that he realized that he would now lose the services of one who had been so extremely profitable to him. He also knew this was a political situation. He just could not take the word of a servant over his own wife. So for appearance's sake, he did have Joseph put into prison, where he apparently remained for a long time. And it's also interesting to note that this was the same prison over which Potiphar himself was in charge, according to Genesis 40, verse 3. So it may be that Potiphar hoped that one day he would be able to bring Joseph back to again resume his previous duties in the household. On the other hand, this prison was not necessarily a comfortable place to be. It was still a prison. It was where the king's political prisoners were kept, and they were not usually favored prisoners. If anything, they were treated more severely than others. In Psalms 105, verse 18, does say that Joseph's feet, they hurt with fetters, and he was laid in iron. That may have been talking about this time when he was in the prison. Verse 21 of Genesis 39 says, but the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So once again, God blesses Joseph. He had allowed him to be unjustly accused and punished, no doubt for the purpose of helping to develop his character for the great work he had for him to do in the future, but he would still acknowledge that he approved Joseph by blessing and prospering him even in those difficult circumstances of being in prison. Verses 22 and 23, And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. So the overseer of the prison, just as Potiphar had done, soon could see that Joseph was an unusually capable and reliable individual. Potiphar may even have told this keeper of the prison about what Joseph had done for him, and told him the true situation, so that he wouldn't have to learn this firsthand from Joseph. He could learn it by what Potiphar told him. Therefore, the prison governor did exactly like Potiphar had done. He soon placed all the prisoners and affairs of the prison in Joseph's charge. Joseph continued to give a good testimony for the Lord, and the Lord confirmed Joseph's testimony by clearly showing that he was with him. Again, as in Potiphar's home, so now in the prison of which he was the manager, everything prospered under Joseph's hand. Both of these experiences, in Potiphar's home and in the prison, were prophetic and were preparing him for what he would later accomplish as governor of all Egypt. So we bring the 39th chapter of Genesis to a close. In the 40th chapter of Genesis, we have a continuation of the story of Joseph in Egypt, and were preparing him for what he would later accomplish as governor of all Egypt. So we bring the 39th chapter of Genesis to a close.